One of the key features of the news cycle throughout the year has been the Public Protector's Inquiry. We've seen it sitting for many days, many witnesses taking the stand there. It has effectively wrapped up for the year today. There was a virtual meeting. The Zambian Public Protector was called to testify, and it seems as though that's all wrapped up now. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter, watching that for us. Babalo, good afternoon to you. What happened this morning with the Zambian Public Protector?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Indeed, the Zambian Public Protector, Caroline Zulu Sokoni, was called to the inquiry by, invited to the inquiry by Advocate Dali Mpofu as the Public Protector, the suspended Public Protector's witness. And she's representing an African Ombudsman and Mediators Association, even though she is the Public Protector in Zambia. And Advocate Dali Mpofu really just made a submission at the very beginning of the inquiry or the meeting, you know, for them to defer this to next year because there are these protocols and approvals that Zulu Sokoni, still requires from the Zambian authorities. And what complicates this even further is that she's now been recently, you know, been nominated to be a judge. So she's still waiting appointment. And there are these procedures that she has to go through at various levels, you know, so she's now also in the process of becoming a judge and also requires approval. And Advocate Dali Mpofu basically telling the committee that can they defer this rather to the 23rd of January next year? And this date is still to be confirmed by the committee and to allow the public protector from Zambia, you know, to receive these approvals to travel. She wants to give her evidence in person, so she also requires travel approval. And these are still pending, Mandy, so the committee was left with really no choice but to defer the matter.
So are we wrapped up for the year? I know that there's still a recusal case against some of, the evidence leaders in this matter, the chairperson. What else do we still have to do this year, or are we finished?
This is the wrap for the year, Mandy. Everything that will be communicated to the members and the public in January, which will include this matter of the Zambian Public Protector. So they say their goodbyes. They wished each other a Merry Christmas towards the end of the meeting. And so we have, but that still is pending the recusal, and I'm pretty sure that the committee will communicate this, you know, through the parliamentary channels on exactly what will happen with that specifically. But this is a wrap for the year. There's no more evidence coming until late January next year. And the committee also went through a quick process of, you know, basically just approving all the minutes dating back to as far as July, August in the same meeting, and just to wrap up the matters for the year.
Babalo, thank you very much. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter. So there we have it. That's a wrap of the Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's inquiry into her fitness to hold office for the year. Dali Mpofu wishing everyone Merry Christmas and have a good year. And we'll be back at the end of January. It does seem as though this has been going on forever, but that's where we are with the Public Protector's inquiry.